Задание 3.9. Вы услышите интервью. В заданиях 3.9 запишите в поле ответа цифру 1, 2 или 3, соответствующую выбранному вами варианту ответа. Вы услышите запись дважды. У вас есть 50 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданиями.
Now we are ready to start. Hello, everybody. Today in our studio, we have Karen Jones, the world-famous film producer and script consultant. Hello, Karen.
Good afternoon. Thank you for inviting me. It's a real pleasure being here.
Your workshops on screenwriting are visited by hundreds of scriptwriters annually.
Yes, because every screenwriter's goal is to have their project bought by a production company or studio and get a green light to have it produced.
Can you tell us what red light moments are and give us a few examples?
Red light moments can happen whenever there is a change of personnel at the top, or because the studio, network or production company is undergoing a merger or an economic restructuring. When a new head of production comes in, they may have a totally different outlook on what is needed to move the company ahead. Usually, it is a thinning out of projects, which may not fit into the new regime's programme.
You work a lot from home. What is your favourite room in your home?
I do believe it's important to have a place where you can unwind, find peace and relax, even if it's for a few minutes. In the winter, I love curling up on a comfy sofa in my family room next to our fireplace, with my cat snuggled up next to me. If the weather is nice, I love reading and relaxing in our patio. On one side of our backyard, my husband planted beautiful Japanese maples next to a small stone temple. On the other side of the patio is a soothing, European-style fountain surrounded by azaleas and other flowering plants.
Do you have any special quotes or sayings that you keep visible in your work environment to help inspire, motivate and encourage you?
There are so many quotes that I find inspirational, but here are two of them that come from rather diverse sources. The first one is, "When the power of love overcomes the love of power, the world will know peace," by Hendrix. And the other one is, "You are braver than you believe, stronger than you seem, and smarter than you think," by Winnie the Pooh.
What are some of your current and future projects that you can share with us?
I'll be doing a talk on family entertainment for the Torrance Children's Book Authors at their local Borders store on August the 24th. On August the 25th, I have the pleasure of co-teaching a special class on TV careers with my dear colleague, Ellen Sandler, at the Writer's Store in Burbank. This fall, I'll be teaching a workshop in France for the Marseille Festival du Web. In late January, I'll be travelling to India to the International Film Festival to do a three-day workshop.
What do you think attendees will find most useful?
Writers who attend will certainly gain a fuller, more expansive outlook on the complete process of screenwriting with information, advice and suggestions from more than a dozen industry specialists whose clients include several award-winning writers, producers and agents.
Tell us why screenwriters should attend any writing conferences.
In between the panels, the organisers usually arrange for everyone to have an informal dinner from several of LA's famous gourmet food trucks. It's a great unstructured opportunity to talk with authors as well as fellow screenwriters and directors. What a fantastic way to build and expand that screenwriting community I just mentioned. I'm looking forward to answering authors' questions.
Thank you very much, Karen. You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you'll hear the text again. Hello, everybody. Today in our studio, we have Karen Jones, the world-famous film producer and script consultant. Hello, Karen.
Good afternoon. Thank you for inviting me. It's a real pleasure being here.
Your workshops on screenwriting are visited by hundreds of scriptwriters annually.
Yes, because every screenwriter's goal is to have their project bought by a production company or studio and get a green light to have it produced.
Can you tell us what red light moments are and give us a few examples?
Red light moments can happen whenever there is a change of personnel at the top, or because the studio, network or production company is undergoing a merger or an economic restructuring. When a new head of production comes in, they may have a totally different outlook on what is needed to move the company ahead. Usually, it is a thinning out of projects, which may not fit into the new regime's programme.
You work a lot from home. What is your favourite room in your home?
I do believe it's important to have a place where you can unwind, find peace and relax, even if it's for a few minutes. In the winter, I love curling up on a comfy sofa in my family room next to our fireplace, with my cat snuggled up next to me. If the weather is nice, I love reading and relaxing in our patio. On one side of our backyard, my husband planted beautiful Japanese maples next to a small stone temple. On the other side of the patio is a soothing, European-style fountain surrounded by azaleas and other flowering plants.
Do you have any special quotes or sayings that you keep visible in your work environment to help inspire, motivate, and encourage you?
There are so many quotes that I find inspirational, but here are two of them that come from rather diverse sources. The first one is, "When the power of love overcomes the love of power, the world will know peace," by Hendrix. And the other one is, "You are braver than you believe, stronger than you seem, and smarter than you think," by Winnie the Pooh.
What are some of your current and future projects that you can share with us?
I'll be doing a talk on family entertainment for the Torrance Children's Book Authors at their local Borders store on August the 24th. On August the 25th, I have the pleasure of co-teaching a special class on TV careers with my dear colleague, Ellen Sandler, at the Writer's Store in Burbank. This fall, I'll be teaching a workshop in France for the Marseille Festival du Web. In late January, I'll be travelling to India to the International Film Festival to do a three-day workshop.
What do you think attendees will find most useful?
Writers who attend will certainly gain a fuller, more expansive outlook on the complete process of screenwriting with information, advice and suggestions from more than a dozen industry specialists whose clients include several award-winning writers, producers and agents.
Tell us why screenwriters should attend any writing conferences.
In between the panels, the organisers usually arrange for everyone to have an informal dinner from several of LA's famous gourmet food trucks. It's a great unstructured opportunity to talk with authors as well as fellow screenwriters and directors. What a fantastic way to build and expand that screenwriting community I just mentioned. I'm looking forward to answering authors' questions.
Thank you very much, Karen. This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.